Welcome to Arhanta Yoga Ashrams. Today we have come up with a new topic about integrating yoga into heart disease rehabilitation programs. Let's start. While some may question the integration of yoga into heart disease rehabilitation programs, research has shown its remarkable benefits. Yoga, with its focus on gentle movements, deep breathing, and mindfulness, has been found to strengthen the cardiovascular system and reduce stress in heart disease patients. By incorporating yoga into a comprehensive approach to heart disease recovery, patients can experience improved physical and mental well-being. This article explores the evidence behind integrating yoga into heart disease rehabilitation programs. The benefits of yoga for heart disease rehabilitation. Numerous studies have shown the significant benefits of integrating yoga into heart disease rehabilitation programs. Yoga has been found to improve cardiac function and overall well-being in individuals with heart disease. One study published in the Journal of Cardiac Rehabilitation and Prevention found that a 3-month yoga program led to improved heart rate variability, reduced blood pressure, and increased exercise capacity in patients with coronary artery disease. Another study published in the Journal of Alternative and Complementary Medicine showed that yoga practice resulted in improvements in heart rate, blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and stress levels in individuals with heart disease. These findings suggest that incorporating yoga into heart disease rehabilitation programs can have positive effects on both physical and mental health, leading to improved overall well-being and quality of life for individuals with heart disease. Yoga poses for strengthening the cardiovascular system. The integration of yoga into heart disease rehabilitation programs continues to show promise for strengthening the cardiovascular system and improving overall health outcomes. Yoga poses specifically targeted at improving circulation and reducing blood pressure can play a crucial role in enhancing cardiovascular health. Asanas such as the mountain pose, Tadasana, the forward fold, Uttanasana, and the downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana, can help increase blood flow and oxygenation to the heart, thereby improving circulation. Additionally, relaxing poses like the seated forward bend, Paschimottanasana, and the legs up the wall pose, Viparita-Karani, can help reduce blood pressure by promoting relaxation and reducing stress. Incorporating these yoga poses into heart disease rehabilitation programs can provide valuable benefits in strengthening the cardiovascular system and improving overall cardiovascular health. Yoga as a tool for stress reduction in heart disease patients. Yoga serves as an effective tool for reducing stress in heart disease patients, enabling them to manage their condition more effectively. Stress is a common factor in heart disease, and managing it is crucial for overall well-being. Studies have shown that practicing yoga can significantly reduce anxiety levels in individuals with heart disease. The deep breathing techniques and relaxation exercises incorporated in yoga help activate the body's relaxation response, reducing stress hormones and promoting a sense of calm. Additionally, yoga has been found to improve cardiac function in heart disease patients. Regular practice of yoga can enhance cardiovascular health by lowering blood pressure, reducing heart rate, and improving circulation. By incorporating yoga into heart disease rehabilitation programs, patients can experience reduced stress and improved cardiac function, leading to better overall outcomes. Incorporating mindfulness and meditation in heart disease rehabilitation programs. Mindfulness and meditation practices can further enhance the benefits of yoga in heart disease rehabilitation programs by promoting emotional well-being and reducing the negative impact of stress on patients. Mindfulness practices involve bringing attention and awareness to the present moment, which can help individuals manage stress and anxiety. These practices often involve meditation, which encourages relaxation and a calm state of mind. Breathing exercises are also commonly incorporated into mindfulness and meditation practices. Deep, slow breathing can activate the body's relaxation response, reducing heart rate and blood pressure. Research has shown that mindfulness-based interventions can improve psychological well-being and quality of life in patients with heart disease. By incorporating mindfulness and meditation practices into heart disease rehabilitation programs, Healthcare professionals can provide patients with additional tools to better manage their emotional health and reduce stress levels. Integrating yoga into a comprehensive approach to heart disease recovery. By integrating yoga into a comprehensive approach to heart disease recovery, healthcare professionals can address both physical and emotional aspects of patients' rehabilitation journeys. Yoga has been shown to have numerous benefits for cardiac health and cardiovascular fitness. Here are three ways in which yoga can contribute to a holistic approach to heart disease recovery. 1. Physical fitness. Yoga poses, or asanas, can help improve strength, flexibility, and balance, which are important for overall physical well-being and cardiovascular health. 2. Stress reduction. Yoga incorporates breathing exercises and meditation techniques that can help reduce stress and promote relaxation. Managing stress is essential for heart disease patients, as high levels of stress can worsen symptoms and increase the risk of cardiac events. 3. Mind-body connection. Yoga promotes a mind-body connection through mindful movement and focused awareness. This can help patients become more in tune with their bodies and make healthier lifestyle choices, such as adopting a heart-healthy diet and engaging in regular physical activity. Incorporating yoga into heart disease rehabilitation programs can provide patients with a well-rounded approach to recovery, addressing both their physical and emotional needs. Thank you for listening. For more information, please visit at www.ahantayoga.org.